Hi, I'm Ron Cheddar, Director of the Peace Corps. For more than 45 years, the Peace Corps has helped communities around the world. Volunteer Voices is a collection of audio stories from just a few of the more than 182,000 volunteers who have served since 1961. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
Once a year, a few Peace Corps volunteers get to talk by telephone with U.S. classrooms they've been communicating with. We've recorded some of those conversations. Today, Kingsland Elementary School in Kingsland, Georgia, speaks with Christy, a Peace Corps volunteer currently serving in South Africa.
Hello!
Hello!
I'm Jack and
okay.
My question is, what do you do in Peace Corps?
What do? I work with an organization called Child Welfare, and they're a social work organization, and they help kids that have been abused or neglected or they're having problems in their family. So what I do with them is I'm helping them to start programs that deal with HIV and AIDS, because that's my specialty. So we're helping them to put in programs to help kids that are affected by HIV and AIDS.
What do you do for fun in South Africa?
What do I do for fun? Well, I'm very lucky. I live in a place called Mpumalanga, which is the province I live in, the state I live in. And this province is the best province in all of South Africa because we have lots and lots of opportunities. It's beautiful, beautiful nature. And I get to go on lots of hikes, which I love to do, to waterfalls and just to beautiful outlooks. And so I do that a lot because I live near those. And then I like to spend time with my friends. And I've been learning a lot of different crafts here. Like, they do a lot of beading for bracelets and different jewelry. And just different skills I'm trying to learn from the people here. So that's what I do for fun.
Okay.
And I read a lot because I don't have a TV.
Do the kids have homework?
Kids have homework, yes. They get lots of homework. They have big exams they have to take here because it's the English system. So every year they have to take huge exams so that they can go on to the next school year. So they have to do a lot of studying at home, and then they do homework as well. So they work hard here.
Do you think that Peace Corps is something that these kids should think about doing when they get older?
I really believe in what Peace Corps does. I think it's a great mission to bring skills from other places into places that need skills, and that it's a great thing to show the world that America can be peaceful and that America has great people that live there and want to help the rest of the world. So I am a big proponent of Peace Corps, and I think every child should look into it. But also, you know, it's not for everyone. It's a hard road to hoe, and you have to be really motivated and to know in yourself that this is the right decision to make. So if you think that this is the right decision for you and that you really have a passion to go somewhere else and help people, then I think, yes, definitely, you should come.
What's famous down there where you're at?
Yeah, definitely. There's places here that are very famous. Where I live, there's Kruger Park, which is the biggest game park in the world, and it has all the African animals, you know, lions and leopards and cheetahs and elephants, and that's very close to me. I can be there in 15 minutes if I want to go. And then in Cape Town, there's Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela was in prison for 27 years. And they also have Table Mountain, which is a UNESCO site because it's a big, huge, flat mountain. It looks like a table. And there's a lot of famous places around. Joburg, Johannesburg is a big city, and they have towers and, you know, all that stuff. All the TV and everything from South Africa comes from Joburg. So, of course, there's famous places.
The cost of living, is it about the same?
It depends how you live. There's, like I said, there's a very big discrepancy in the wealthy and the poor, and the poor people can live off very, very little, and the rich people live very similarly to us, you know, drive the same kind of cars, have the same kind of houses and all that stuff, so it just depends where you are on that spectrum.
What kind of cars do you all have down there?
Yeah, we have pretty much anything you can think of. We have SUVs, we have Porsches, we have Mini Coopers, Toyotas, everything. So it's pretty similar to the United States. The only difference is that it's mostly European cars. There's a lot of, like, BMWs and Mercedes and Volkswagens here because they're cheaper here.
What are the houses made of?
Okay, well, it depends on where you live. If you have money, then the house is very similar to the houses like ours at home. But very poor people live in shacks that they'd make out of just scrap wood and signs and things like that. And the government has built a lot of houses that are just one room, and they're made out of cement blocks, and they're very small. And then there's traditional houses, which are called rondavels, which are round houses that have thatched roofs on them, and those are really cool.
So if you had advice for these kids over here, what would it be, and what would you want them to take back from this opportunity to talk with you?
My best advice is just to be aware that, you know, there's a big world out there, and there's a lot of people that don't have what we have. We're very lucky to be Americans and to grow up the way we grow up. So just to be aware that not everyone has those opportunities, and that we are lucky people, and that luck, we should give back some of that. That's what I would say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening. Are you in a classroom? Do you want stories written just for your class? Enroll in the Correspondence Match program through Coverdale Worldwide Schools. We can connect your class with a Peace Corps volunteer serving in any region of the world. For enrollment and program information, visit us online at www.peacecorps.gov/WWS/correspond.